When you have such a chaotic tragedy like what happened in South City yesterday at the Performing Arts High School, you look at all the different angles of this. We just heard that soundbite from the interim police commissioner, Michael Sack, who said this murderer was, he had a lot of ammunition. He had a lot of bullets with him. And then when you look at the timeline from the time that the call came in to the time that the police officers first arrived on the scene to the time that they put the murderer down, they ended the threat and then secured the building, was remarkably fast. There's no way it's like that thing, Gabe, where you say you can't prove a negative, you can't prove something that didn't happen, but it's very safe to say that the quickness of the law enforcement and the amount of force that they brought to this saved who knows how many lives. We'll never know how many lives they saved with their reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Dozens, I would say, at the least.
Most likely.
Yeah,
most likely. We're now joined by Sergeant Betsy Smith. She is with the National Police Association. And Sergeant Smith, appreciate you being on the program here on an early Tuesday morning. This is something, obviously, that an entire community is reeling from because we can't get our minds around this. From a law enforcement perspective, I could not even imagine what that chaos has got to be. And then police officers go in with the task of trying to gain control of that sort of chaos. What is it that goes into securing a situation like this to end the threat as quickly as possible?
Well, the first thing, and thanks so much for having me, the first thing that goes through your mind as you're responding to that type of situation is, I've got to get to that shooter. So, and this is what we saw yesterday, where we saw brave police officers gain access to that building and immediately, and they had to get up to the third floor, it sounds like, and gain access to the shooter and put him down. There was going to be no negotiating. There was going to be, no de-escalation, no talk. This shooter had to be stopped, and the St. Louis Police Department and the surrounding agencies that responded stopped him.
Good morning, Sergeant. Gabe Pfeiffer here. What are the types of complications that the first responders can run into as they're jumping into these situations?
Well, you have absolute chaos, and you have children, frightened children that are, they're screaming, and, everybody's telling you different things. You're listening to, of course, your dispatcher as well, who is undoubtedly getting not just calls from the security guards, but calls from staff, from students, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got to sort through all that and make sure that, very often in these school shootings, there's more than one shooter, there's more than one threat. So you have to sort all that out in a matter of nanoseconds to, again, get to that shooter. So again, it's very chaotic, but we train for this. This is what we do. So we make sure that, we do our jobs. Every cop in America thinks about Uvalde, Texas now. And we think about, I don't want to be those guys. I don't want to be that response. And that's certainly what we saw yesterday, was a more normal, a more, a typically heroic response to a school shooting. I think our only real regret in this situation is that there were not school resource officers at that school. There were not, I know there were security officers, but they were not armed. And that's incredibly frustrating. This could have been stopped right at the door. No one but the shooter could have perished.
Good morning, Sarge.
We had.
No, sorry. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, why was there not a school resource officer at that school? Why were there not armed security guards? There's politics has seeped into these types of things. And we need to stop doing that. Safety and security are not political, but it's already being made political now, and that's frustrating.
Sergeant Smith, you took the words right out of my mouth. That was going to be my question to you. This is Ken. I was going to ask you what the police officer stance on having armed people, resource officers, individuals in schools is.
Well, of course. I mean, I used to run school resource officer programs. So, you know, I'm all in for school resource officers. And they're amazing people because they are part counselor, part teacher, and yet they are ready for an active shooter situation just like this. And, you know, perhaps if we'd have had a school resource officer in this school, you know, with more knowledge of what's happening in the community, you know, we don't know yet, did we have knowledge of this child, you know, this adult who came in and killed the teacher and a fellow student. You know, a lot of times school resource officers know who these kids are, follow them online, things like that. Here's the thing, St. Louis, you know, number two city in the country for homicide, some of your political quote-unquote leadership has spent years attacking your law enforcement, defunding them, eliminating positions. And I feel like perhaps that has come to fruition here. And, you know, I was reading Congresswoman Bush's statement, who's immediately politicizing this situation for gun control. In her statement, she couldn't even thank the police department. You know, she just thanked first responders, you know. And you know, this is a woman who wants to eliminate the police. This is a woman who wants to shut down the St. Louis County Jail while paying $500,000 for her own safety and security. I hope people are starting to wake up to see that their police officers are not the problem here in St. Louis, and they're not the problem in the rest of America either.
We're visiting with Sergeant Betsy Smith from the National Police Association. And I know in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have more time to get into the politics of this, but I'm glad you set that up. Several of the lawmakers, of course, while the scene was still unfolding, there were politicians rushing to the scene. Well, if I were more cynical, I would say they were rushing to the cameras. But I did find it ironic, and I'm trying to temper this to keep this as classy as I can, that Cori Bush immediately ran to the cameras and ran to the scene after police had put down the threat within minutes. And she decided to make this about politics. State Senator Carla May did the same thing. Rashid Aldridge, a state representative, did the same thing. Representative Lakeisha Bosley did the same thing. They immediately turned it to gun control and Second Amendment and politics of it as well. These are complicated things. I'm not saying there's not a place for all kinds of different conversations, but how does this affect law enforcement when you see these politicians run out and immediately start talking politics, literally as they're still trying to find who else is wounded and who else has holes in their body?
Well, when you talk about cynicism, you know, there you hit it on the head. You know, law enforcement looks at that as, okay, it's just another day where I'm risking my life and the politicians immediately follow after things are safe to get in front of the cameras and either say something bad about us, the law enforcement officers, or talk about gun control or whatever. I would ask the people of St. Louis to pause for a moment and just ponder on what those police officers went through, just like we're thinking about the kids and the staff and their families, their parents. But ponder the brave response of those police officers, especially in a community that very often is vilified wrongly by the public and certainly by political leadership. Today, when you go out St. Louis and you see a police officer in any jurisdiction, wave to him, smile at him, thank him for their service, buy him a cup of coffee if you're standing in line somewhere, and just appreciate your law enforcement, because these officers, again, even though they have been vilified and lied about since 2014, continue to come to work every day, every night, run toward the shots to try and save your communities. And then remember, they go home to their own families. They have their own kids and wives and husbands. Appreciate them today while St. Louis works through this horrific tragedy.
All right, Sergeant Betsy Smith, what's the online information, social media website for National Police Association?
You can visit us at nationalpolice.org. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. And we have lots of ways on our website for you to help support your local law enforcement, no matter where you live. And I sure appreciate you have in me in the wake of this horrible, horrible tragedy.
All right. Thank you, Sergeant. We'll probably get in touch again sooner rather than later as we get more details on this.